Good afternoon. This is the Midday News for today, Wednesday, March 23rd. I am your presenter, Kimberly Benjamin. In the headlines, Aid Bank launches Hubert Nicholas Joseph Entrepreneurial Scholarship. Send kids in Taiwan to work together on crime-fighting plan. And two brothers identified as the men who carried out deadly attacks in Brussels on Tuesday. The news is brought to you compliments Courts Dominica Limited and Fast Cash. The details after this.
Up to 50% off and pay nothing till Mother's Day. Visit any store near you, and when you hear the horn, it's pure madness. Look out for crazy deals, cash prizes to be won. The Mando, only at Courts. Up to 50% off and pay nothing till Mother's Day. To miss it would be pure madness. Courts must be crazy.
What?
Courts must be mad.
Oh, you mean?
Courts must be crazy. Courts Mando.
I need a fast cash to get me started, cause I wanna get ahead in life. When times get rough, you don't have to be tough. Fast cash will make it right. Fast cash.
Get the cash advance you need.
Fast cash.
In just 2 hours.
Fast cash.
Up to $8,000 can be yours.
Fast cash. I need fast cash to get me started, cause I wanna get ahead in life. No matter what the problem, fast cash can solve it. Fast cash will make it right. Fast cash.
Fast cash. Your money, your way.
In memory of the late former Aid Bank director, Hubert Nicholas Joseph, the Aid Bank has decided to offer an entrepreneurial scholarship to a Dominica State College student. According to Deputy Chairman and Director Simpson Gregoire, Joseph was a multi-businessman who served on several committees at the Aid Bank.
The scholarship is being offered to a student of the Dominica State College in honor of Mr. Hubert Nicholas Joseph, deceased. Mr. Hubert Joseph, a businessman by profession, was a former director of the Dominica Agricultural, Industrial and Development Bank. He was appointed to the bank board of directors from March 2002 until his death in August 2015. He also served on subcommittees of the board, namely the Industrial Estate Committee, the Risk and Asset Liability / Human Resource Committee. Mr. Joseph was retired civil servant. And as a businessman, he co-owned and co-managed with his wife, Flossie, the Flossie Joseph & Co. Limited on Old Street, Rosa. He had other businesses, including Hubert Joseph Construction, agricultural farms, and properties.
Gregoire states that as part of its role in being good corporate citizens, the Aid Bank continues to enhance its participation by supporting causes important to the continued development of the Dominican economy.
Now, the rationale behind for the scholarship that has been offered, the Aid Bank continues to enhance its role and visibility as a good corporate citizen in the Commonwealth of Dominica by supporting causes considered important to the development of the economy. Dominica's Growth and Social Protection Strategy, the GSPS for 2012-2014, indicates that an increased level of activity in agriculture and other productive sectors is necessary for achievement of our economic growth targets. The GSPS is also acknowledged that the macro and small business development is an important source of income, employment generation, including self-employment, and poverty reduction. It also enhances operations and development of the small business climate in Dominica.
Police are carrying out investigations into an alleged burglary and taking conveyance, which occurred between 1 a.m. and 5 a.m. on Monday, March 21st, 2016. It is alleged that some unknown individuals stole Toyota RAV4 registration number TJ962 belonging to Courtesy Car Rentals, which they abandoned at the Massac Primary School at Check Hall before breaking into the office at Highway Auto Center at Check Hall, taking keys to two motor vehicles and a number of other items. Police PRO Sergeant Pelham John Baptist has more details.
They then caught into the wire fencing of the Highway Auto Center at Check Hall, broke into the office where they took keys to two motor vehicles, namely one silver Mitsubishi Pajero registration number TJ167 and one gray Honda HR-V registration number TL706 belonging to Roadrunner Rentals. A number of other items, including a Lenovo laptop and a pair of eyeglasses, were also stolen. The gray Honda HR-V registration number TL706 was recovered at Girardelle on Monday the 21st of March 2016. TL706 and TJ962 are being processed by the Crime Scenes Unit of the Criminal Investigations Department. Investigations are ongoing.
Police is asking anyone with information which can assist to contact the Criminal Investigations Department at 266-5164, 266-5165 and 266-5119 or Crime Stoppers Dominica at 1-800-8477. Officials of the Ministry of Health and Environment say they have collaborated with the Pan American Health Organization, PAHO, to introduce a new initiative geared at reducing mosquito breeding, particularly in the water drums. The water drum has been outlined as the main container for mosquito breeding here, and a survey conducted in 2007 indicated that 66% of mosquito breeding occur in the water drum, a scenario which still continues today. Senior Environmental Health Officer Fadinia Carbon says in April, the ministry will embark on a program geared at educating the public on mosquito-proofing their drums.
In 2007, a survey was conducted in Dominica, and we have information that says that about 66% of the breeding that occurs in Dominica occurs in drums. Now, this scenario continues. So the Ministry of Health is collaborating with PAHO, and we're hoping between April and June that we start a mosquito-proof your water container. So we actually have the support for a program that we are going to run from April to June to really mosquito-proof our drums, hoping that with this initiative that we can actually cut down the population of mosquitoes. Because although we remove 800 tons of waste when we had the National Reduction Day, we still find that we have a lot of breeding in the water containers. So the Ministry of Health is going one step further to take that initiative to try to get persons to mosquito-proof their water containers to try to reduce the breeding of mosquitoes and reduce the adults, so we should have less transmission, because we need the adults, female adults, to continue the transmission of any disease.
Meantime, Dominicans are being encouraged to not let their guards down where destroying of the Aedes aegypti mosquito is concerned. Health officials in Dominica say after the advent of chikungunya on the island, citizens seem to care less about the breeding grounds of mosquitoes. But Environmental Health Officer Tazi Thomas says now that Dominica has reported a case of the Zika virus, everyone must step up their efforts at destroying breeding grounds.
We just had chikungunya, and we did such a good job of bringing down the mosquito indices significantly. You know, people hardly had mosquito breeding at their homes anymore. And from time the disease died down, it's like everybody go back to their bad habits. Mosquitoes are not your friend. Do not breed them. You know in what containers they are capable of breeding, especially the Aedes aegypti mosquito. They are like your children. They are like your neighbors. They will not go out in the field and breed. They will breed inside the house. Look at the toilet, the toilet that you are not using for how many years. You have an extra toilet, you are not using it, the cover is broken or it is not covered properly. Mosquitoes are going to breed there. Look at the eaves in the on your homes. Get somebody to check it out for you.
Meanwhile, the parliamentary representative for the Laplane constituency, Peter Seja, has praised interns under the National Employment Program for their efforts in eliminating mosquito breeding grounds in that part of Dominica. Dominica recorded its first case of the Zika virus last week. Seja says the interns are playing a lead role in the country's fight against the virus. He says the rest of the island could take pointers from the interns involved in the community enhancement projects in the southeast.
One of the things I noticed, which is quite important, that they are doing, they are not just cutting and beautifying, but they have gone head-on in the fight against Zika. So what I noticed they are doing around the community right now, there are certain points where individuals I don't know, it's not a very good practice, but they put out their garbage. Mm-hmm. And they have identified those locations, and with guys from the NP under the leadership of the supervisor, Ms. Allen, they have gone out into the hills, and they have actually cut wrongwood, and they are constructing stands. Mm-hmm. Which I think is a brilliant idea and one that needs to be emulated across the island where we have this problem. Mm-hmm. And the purpose and intention of these stands is that when the garbage is put out for collection, rather than place them on the ground, mm-hmm. that the garbage is placed on the stands so that we do not have the dogs and cats getting into the garbage and littering the place.
However, Health Minister Dr. Kenneth Daru says it is possible that cases of the Zika virus on island could increase. But Dr. Daru says that with all hands on deck, Dominica could combat the mosquito-borne disease.
All of our surveillance systems are on red alert, as I say. We're in red mode, and the doctors, the nurses, especially at the district level, at the community levels, have been briefed as to the certain protocols, procedures to anyone presenting right now with rash, fever, etc., where they cannot find any cause, to ensure that they take the samples and send the samples across as quickly as possible to our CAFRA lab in Trinidad for testing. We're hoping that we will not have any further cases of the Zika virus, and it is possible, but we think that we can defeat the Zika virus if we all do what we have to do.
In more local news, Bernard Etanoff, the general manager of Dawasco, observed the significance of World Water Day and added that water plays a significant role in economics as it relates to water-based jobs.
Highlighting or depicting the importance of water to life again, to our livelihoods, and to look at the number of professions, the various jobs that one can consider water jobs. And so in many countries around the region, extra-regionally, you'll find that there are debates happening, there are discussions, there are presentations on the various ways in which water can impact or how water can affect jobs. In Dominica, we have a number of jobs that one can relate to or classify as water jobs. So it's not just the direct jobs where you have persons out there running pipes and building intakes and storage tanks and so on, treating water, that one would relate to as water jobs. You have people in the finance area, but they are water-related jobs. We at Dawasco, for example, we employ a number of persons in total, about 143, and all of them are employed in water jobs as a result of water, be it they are in finance or in the lab doing various things, you know, water treatment, directly running pipes, and so on. So you have engineers, you have hydrologists, you have various professions, but all related to water.
Last week, a keynote speaker at the spring edition of the 13th commencement ceremony and a DSC lecturer, Dr. Hermansia Eugene, said a supportive family and individuals are also an asset to one's success. The lecturer advised the 105 students in the graduation ceremony to uphold a high self-esteem and also encourage the students to find their purpose in whatever they do and maintain a positive spiritual life.
To achieve full life, authentic happiness, there are four components that are needed. First, one must possess a true family. Individuals who have continued to impact on your life in a positive way. These individuals have never failed to let you know when you have made the wrong choice. They know when to listen to your complaints and when to criticize your actions. Your family members are dear friends. Secondly, one must have a high self-esteem. The self-esteem that you acquire does not only come through accomplishments, but also through recovery or failure. These unmet goals allow for shaping you into a unique individual. High self-esteem will allow you to gain the trust and respect of others. It also allows you to recognize the value of others' abilities, their qualities, and never discount their achievements. Thirdly, one should continue to find purpose or meaning in what they do. I say to you graduates, do what you love. Do what brings the pleasure feeling while being productive. And last, but not at all least, one should have a spiritual life. Nurture your spiritual life, or at least live by a code of ethics.
And Prime Minister Roosevelt Skerrett is appealing to displaced residents of Dubuque to exercise patience while government works on completing the housing structures on their behalf. He says Dominica is a country of limited resources.
We're targeting a certain number of homes to move some people into Easter. There are some homes that are ready. That have been constructed with washroom facilities, some septic tanks and so forth. The difficulty we have there is for permanent water connections. We will not be able to achieve that for Easter, but certainly there are a number of homes that have been completed and people can move in there. But just at the issue of the permanent water connection, we have to run those new pipes to connect these homes. But overall, progress has been made. I mean, this is a small country with limited resources, limited capacity. And for us to have been able to start the construction of homes within literally weeks of the storm, in large measure thanks to the support of the Venezuelan government. We are very grateful for that. The point is that progress has been made and people see in progress. We will start the construction of roads in the next few weeks in the Bellevue-Chopin area to start the construction of about 50 to 60 homes for the PD7 community. It's work in progress, and I think people have to continue to be patient and understanding. I mean, when you look at our country and look at other countries, I mean, I don't want to call other countries and states, but there are countries in the world that are much richer than us. And there are people who, after several years of being affected by a storm, their lives have not returned to normal. You know, so we have to work together to achieve the desired objectives and to permanently resettle our people.
In other news this afternoon, St. Kitts and Nevis and Taiwan have agreed to work together on a far-reaching crime-fighting plan that would expand the use of closed-circuit television, CCTV, and crime hotspots, increase opportunities for training in the Twin Island Federation's police force, and implement technological upgrades to consolidate information for enhanced efficiency. The issues were recently discussed in a meeting with Prime Minister Dr. Timothy Harris, Minister of Agriculture Eugene Hamilton, and Taiwan's president. We would hope to count on your expertise and support with respect to our greatest challenge, Harris told his Taiwanese counterpart, referring to the spate of violent crimes that the islands have been confronted with for close to a decade. And two of the men who carried out attacks in Brussels on Tuesday have been named by Belgian media as the brothers Khalid and Brahim. Broadcaster RBTF quoted a police source as saying Brahim was a suicide bomber at Zaventem Airport. Twin explosions there killed about 14 people. It said Khalid was the suicide bomber at the Melbik petrol station, where about 20 people died. Belgium is observing 3 days of national mourning. And that's the midday news, but first a recap of the headlines. Aid Bank launches Hubert Nicholas Joseph Entrepreneurial Scholarship. St. Kitts and Taiwan to work together on a crime-fighting plan using closed-circuit television, CCTV, and crime hotspots. And two brothers, Khalid and Brahim, identified as the men who carried out deadly attacks in Brussels on Tuesday. The news is brought to you compliments Courts Dominica Limited and Fast Cash. For any breaking story or latest development, send us your reports via text or WhatsApp message at 615-1426 or 276-2147. I have been your presenter, Kimberly Benjamin.